Again, the thought of a diagnosis is probably frightening to many women. So, Dr. Sedan and Stevens, perhaps you can walk us through the process, make it a little bit less scary for us in terms of, again, you know, how we can take the fear factor out of this and stop people, maybe even just for having a predisposition to avoiding going to get screened.
So Dr. Sedan and I are frequently not the first people to see the patient. It's actually frequently the radiologists like Dr. Greenstein. So a patient may feel something or may have found something on their imaging, their mammogram, their ultrasound. So Dr. Greenstein or one of her colleagues are frequently the ones to tell the patient that she needs a biopsy, to do the biopsy, and to actually give the patient the results. From that point, Dr. Greenstein will refer the patient or their other doctor team, usually to a surgeon. Every once in a while now, we're seeing the oncologist at the time or sometimes even before the time of the surgeon, but the surgeon is usually the first doctor in the treating team to explain the results to the patient and to start to talk to the patient about the options. Frequently, that will be more imaging. If they didn't have an ultrasound, if the surgeon is recommending an MRI. Once the imaging is completed, then we start to organize our team. At White Plains Hospital, we have a multidisciplinary breast care team that usually is comprised of our surgeon, our radiologists, our oncologists like Dr. Sedan, a radiation oncologist like myself, our navigator, a key part of our team, Danielle Calvano, our pathologists. And once the imaging is completed and the pathology, our patients at White Plains Hospital frequently get presented at our multidisciplinary breast conference that happens once a week, where all of these key players are together. We look at the patient's imaging, we look at the biopsy, and then all of us together will decide what we think the initial strategy should be. Our surgeon, frequently Dr. Anantha Krishnan, will go back to those patients and explain the choices and then have the other parts of the team see the patient. Frequently, that's where we need to bring in the genetic counseling if we think the patient has a predisposition. Danielle Calvano, our patient navigator, helps the patients through this very complex and sometimes anxiety-provoking time to help navigate the pathways and make sure the patients get to all of the doctors and appointments they need to in a timely fashion, and that they're aware of all of the other resources at our cancer center that the patient may benefit from along the way. And it may come at the diagnosis, it may come later on. It may be our social services, our support groups, our other patients, our nutritionists, but we have a whole host in our multidisciplinary breast team. And after this initial multi-step process, Dr. Anantha Krishnan usually has a pathway with the patient for their initial treatment. Sometimes surgery is first, and sometimes nowadays oncology is first, followed by surgery, depending on the pathology.
Thank you so much. I wasn't aware of all that, but there is such a comprehensive sort of a team effort here, it seems like, at White Plains Hospital in the cancer care. It really takes all the guesswork out for the patient. So many options for women these days, truly.